Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Sing with now, sing for the year, sing for the laugh, and sing for the tear. Sing with now, just for today, maybe tomorrow, good love and take it away. Sing with now, sing for the year. Sing.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. 17 till the hour. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Chris Muscovites. Chris is the president of TMG Media, TMG eMedia, a cybersecurity consulting company. He's the author of Cybersecurity Program Development for Business, The Essential Planning Guide, a new book coming out next year. Chris, we expect to launch it on the show.
Absolutely. I will definitely do that.
Chris is talking to us about some of the tech trends, some of the technology things that we're going to be seeing. Even if you think you're seeing it now, you're going to be seeing more of it. The cloud has been around for a long time, Chris, but it's going to take on as AI increases, as other things that we're going to talk about in a minute increase in adoption, become more ubiquitous, the cloud is going to become bigger and more a part of our lives, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The cloud has been around for a very long time, but the cloud right now has reached such size of both use and resources that's incredible. There is no business right now that's not on the cloud. It has become like Thanos. It's inevitable. So the problem with that idea, though, of course, is that once you start moving critical infrastructure onto the cloud, and a lot of it is being moved there,
yeah,
you are now having all of this data and all of this confidential information and all this critical applications running distributed all over the world,
yeah,
and sometimes you can have control issues with all of that.
Well, and that's the world you live in. I know that keeps you up at night. But you know, Chris, one of the things, and again, I don't like to sound like a Luddite, because I sure certainly am not. I've been on computer for over 40 years, but the more we use the cloud, Those are digits. Those are electronic records that if the electrical grid ever got zapped, or for whatever happening, you know, whether it's natural phenomenon or something else, we're vulnerable, aren't we? With as much as we're committing to the cloud, there's a good and the bad for everything, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. There's no question that we are vulnerable. The cloud, as distributed and redundant as we consider it in normal operations, it is, of course, a single point of failure. So if you have one extraordinarily nasty solar storm and it starts taking the grid out and things like that,
right,
then we are out of luck. You're right.
So I have a lot of my stuff in the cloud, but it's backed up in the cloud.
Right.
Still have my stuff is in my world. I'm in possession of my stuff. I just back it up in the cloud. I don't live in the cloud. I choose to back up in the cloud. Now I use a lot of cloud services, but I don't most of what I need to continue to do business, I have more control over. What do you think? Am I being too much of a Luddite there?
No, not at all. And that's typically the advice that we give to most of our small and mid-sized clients, is to have what's called a hybrid environment, where you have a lot of things, enough things on premises, mission critical things on premises, and things being backed up and consuming some services from the cloud. But that's not always possible, especially if your business is using infrastructure as a service or certain things as a service, mm-hmm, that are provided by the cloud. For example, in cybersecurity, we have several forensic and incident response professionals that can spin up extraordinarily powerful computers on the cloud in a moment's notice,
yep,
to analyze forensic data that would otherwise take months, mm-hmm, and it will take a couple of minutes because they have that facility. So, you know, the cloud does offer, and you know, obviously it's not going away.
But just like everything else, Chris, just like everything else, it's a two-edged sword. We have to manage it. We have to manage the – we have to leverage the advantages and manage the disadvantages. We have – everything's like that,
That's right. Everything
so
is like that. I want to move on and talk about a couple other things.
The Internet of Things, that's another part of AI, isn't it? The Internet of Things. All these little devices we talked about, you know, you've got a thermostat, you've got a home security system, you've got whatever it may be. Internet of Things, that's going to explode again, isn't it, over the next 5 years?
Yes, it is. It is going
billions,
to take over the world.
Billions of
you
devices.
And I understand it. Yeah. All of the devices that are being produced right now are, in one way or another, are connected to the internet. I mean, you have toaster ovens, for crying out loud, that are connected to the internet. So yes, and a lot of people don't understand basic cybersecurity. So these things are connected with default passwords, so people can hack onto your own network and then steal everything. In addition to that, these things are autonomous. They do a lot of things unattended. And it's not just autonomous cars that we're talking about here. You can have autonomous industrial control systems that are connected to the internet, and they themselves also obviously increase the threat surface, and they can cause all sorts of troubles. You have to manage this very carefully because, like you said, it's not going to go away. It's going to be pervasive, from the little speakers that sit on your desk to the smart televisions, to smart refrigerators, to autonomous cars, to all sorts of, you know, autonomous drones and delivery vehicles and
but
all
everything
the
we've talked about,
real
folks,
thing.
is going to come with a data demand. Your consumption, your expense for data is going to increase. Whatever line item you have right now for connectivity, that number is going to get bigger as we continue to take advantage of these new technologies. When we come back, I'm going to get Chris to talk to us about a couple more, specifically blockchain and cybercrime, his wheelhouse, both of those. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasting, and Chris Muscovites is our guest. TMGE Media is his company.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.